The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, July 6th. Well, there's a bright future for Freeport, Bahamas if everything goes according to plan. Grand Bahama is in the midst of a significant economic revitalization with $1 billion worth of large-scale tourism projects in the pipeline. Now, this is how it'll all break down. A $70 million renovation of the Freeport Cruise Port led by Royal Caribbean International and the ITM Group. Carnival's planned $300 million cruise port just east of Grand Bahama. A $350 million expansion of the Grand Bahama Shipyard. A $200 million Six Senses Resort and Spa initiated by the Weller Group. And $200 million going towards the makeover of the Grand Bahama International Airport. Prime Minister Philip Davis and his administration are advocating for the development of these projects to stimulate the growth in Freeport. Freeport constantly makes the list for least desired cruise port to visit. And the shipyard constructing Carnival Jubilee gave a glimpse of how the ship is progressing. Meyer Werft released these photos of the installation of the Bolt roller coaster with most of the track already installed. However, the full completion of the roller coaster will have to wait until the ship is floated out of the construction hall, which is going to be later this month. In the upcoming month, Carnival Jubilee will undergo the float out and then proceed to sea trials in August for all the big tests. Carnival brand ambassador John Heald expressed excitement about the ship, assuring that it's on schedule to deliver loads of fun to its passengers. The ship will debut just in time for Christmas out of Texas. And Carnival Corporation's Chinese brand Adora Cruises revealed that Asia's first ever brewery at sea will be introduced on their upcoming ship, the Adora Magic City. The 1508 brewery, designed by experienced German brewers, will serve a variety of craft beers on board. Now, passengers will also have a chance to enjoy a special craft beer inspired by the flavors of the Silk Road. The 5,200-guest Adora Magic City is currently being built by the Shanghai Shipbuilding Corporation and is scheduled to sail later this year. Adora Cruises is also working on their second Chinese-built cruise ship, which is now in the design and construction phase. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 1.3%, 19.21. Royal Caribbean flat 103.28. And Norwegian up 1.1%, 22.18. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Celebrity Summit at cruiseradio.net. I leave you with some footage from the rooftop here of the studio during the fireworks celebration on Tuesday night. Enjoy these. My name is Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.